Let's do like, I'm just gonna make it up, like A, C, and D. It doesn't really matter what the chords are, what the examples are, but if you're in a rock band and you're playing them and the chord is, and you know, it's just that simple, A, C. Alright, and then now you're gonna go up to a different register, you know, play some bar chords. Yep. And then, so let's play around with what we got so far. The first is eighth notes. Just play around with like coming in anywhere in the bar, like accenting, rhythmically accenting. 2, 3, 4. Wait, it's 2 bars of A. I'm sorry, it's 2 bars of D. Yeah, there you go. A, C, and D. Good. I'm going to be a little more specific with the rhythm thing, I think, rather than just leave your carte blanche. How about just the 2 and 4? The 2 and 4 is the backbeat. The drummer's always going 1, 2, 4, 2. I don't like this. Let's change this. There you go. There's a more standard beat, like 1, 2. So you could be like that. I mean, maybe not just the 2 and 4, but around it. Let me, very common. I'm going 1, 2, and 4. 1, 2, and 4. 2 and 4. Good, you do that, and I'll. Try it. Down up, it's gonna be down up, down, down up, down, down up, down, down up, down. That's very good. You're going down up, up, down up, up, and that's fine too. Which is fine. You're playing two and four.
Okay.
Which sounds like 2, 3, 4, 2 and 4, 2 and 4. And try to keep a regular motion with your. And if you can't do it, we'll simply slow it down. You can work on this stuff. The nice thing about this little box here is these guys don't complain, they don't go on break, and they play whatever tempo I tell them to. You'd be like, good, now I'm gonna go back to my old part in a second. See, as soon as I left that, you're, that's it. So there's some technique stuff that goes with rhythmic coordination. So I see now it's not just like an imaginative thing. It's also a technical thing, and that's fine. That's perfectly fine. I can let you hear these, and you can work on them later. You do my part. You just strum A, C, and D twice with these guys. Yeah. use that file to practice it. If we go back up to tempo where we were. One, two, three. Okay, good. So, any questions about that?
No, it's just the my right hand gets it's hard for me to coordinate it.
Right, okay. And that's simply a question of tempo. Yeah. So I may be trying to push my agenda a little much here doing this recording with you instead of like taking time to but this is a lesson, not necessarily a training session. Like on a training session when you come back, you know, we'll do these we'll do them slow and we'll let you work them up to tempo. You could even keep notes on these and what your desired or what your current tempo is and what your desired tempo is, and then just do them with a metronome.